Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mason, these audio editions of Caravan of Garbage are brought to you by our favorite sponsor. I shouldn't say favorite.
You going to leave this in?
Yeah, look, okay, I'll say this. You know what? They're bloody up there, mate. I like them a lot.
Right,
they sent us a lot of good stuff. They've been very kind to us.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I'll say they're my favourite. There you go. For these episodes in particular.
That's a spirit.
Yeah.
Wait, who are they?
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
Did I not say that?
You didn't say that,
okay,
no.
Yeah. So they're sponsoring all the audio editions of this, and we appreciate them
absolutely
doing that. So what people can do if they wish, if they go to lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet.
Not just if they wish. I demand it. Now you can... It's your call.
So if people go to lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, they can get $3 off any box, Mason.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching! And I say any box because you've got your standard Loot Crate, which is a classic. It's a goodie. But they also do ones for there's a Jake.
JT's got all sorts of great stuff,
you know,
in the standard,
mate.
Loot Crate.
Exactly.
They should call it the Amazing Loot Crate.
They could, but I mean, it's already kind of labeled. Like, people know what it is already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good idea. We'll float it with them.
Could you pass that along to them, please?
But they also do things like Firefly, Halo, there's a Marvel Gears and Goods,
wow,
and you've got limited edition crates. Like at the moment, there's
that's
like,
even more than I thought. Like even more versions than I thought.
I didn't
they
even
had.
Name them all as well. Yeah, that's right. Just some. Mm-hmm. So lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet. Check it out if you want.
$3 off.
Linked below.
Loot Crate.
Welcome to a very special series of Caravan of Garbage, Star Wars themed, a trilogy of wondrous tales where we look into the past and uncover some garbage or something pretty good, a hidden gem perhaps, Mason.
Nah, probably not though.
This time though,
oh,
maybe, because have you ever heard of Star Wars Infinities?
No.
Let me tell you about it. It's a trilogy of comics,
yes,
from a few years back where they take the original saga of Star Wars and they change one element of it, so it's like a diverging timeline.
Ooh.
And today I want to take us through the version of A New Hope where things are a little bit different. Luke Skywalker's dead. That's not true, but it does happen in the second one. But we're not talking about that today. Shut up about it.
But I leapt into that like you were going to cut me off, but then you didn't cut me off.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. We're not always in sync.
It's no. Okay. Okay, so basically, imagine the events of Star Wars.
What if it wasn't a moisture farm? What if it was a dryness farm?
So it's on the ocean, I guess?
No, it's still on Tatooine, the very, very dry planet.
Right.
Yeah. It's just real dry.
Just even drier. Imagine the events of Star Wars, Mason, playing out as you imagined. So like, you know, the big ship chases the small ship at the start.
Oh, yes.
Death Star plans get stolen. An old man mentors a young man whose father he maimed and left in a fiery, fiery pit.
I love it.
All those kinds of things. And everything goes exactly the same as per usual, except at the point at the Death Star trench run.
Oh.
So Luke fires the proton torpedoes. They go in. They go to fly off and everyone's like, yeah, we bloody did it. And there's the big dun, 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 dun. I'm going to stop that. But you remember. And yep. Then the Death Star doesn't explode.
Followed immediately by wah, wah, wah,
wah. And Wait.
Can we do it again?
Sure.
Do the dramatic one.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
Work.
That's right. as they're narrowly escaping all the TIE fighters, Tarkin's like, just fire on that bloody rebel base, yeah, destroy that planet.
Oh, yeah. And like we can still do, because yeah, everything's operational.
That's right. But the guy's like, but sir, we're not at full capacity or whatever. It's going to take a few minutes to kind of gear up. And he's like, nah, it's fine. So they fire into the planet. They don't destroy the whole planet, but they like tear up the base, giving the rebels a chance to escape.
Ooh.
And as they're escaping, they blow up the planet for real. They capture all of the Rebel Alliance, including Princess Leia.
Probably shouldn't have kept them all on the same planet.
Nah, probably not. And in doing so, Luke and Han are like, let's get out of here. Well, it's more Han.
Sure.
And Luke's like, yeah, I guess so. It turns out that Luke, you know, it's not his fault because he didn't miss. The torpedo malfunctioned in the tube, in the exhaust port. In the chimney. I think it's a chimney.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Chimney. It's pronounced chimney.
Sorry, yeah.
So this is more like a Michael Clayton-esque class action lawsuit movie.
Yeah, that's right.
They find the proton torpedo manufacturer and they sue them.
That's it.
Great.
So they rendezvous on the Millennium Falcon, and Han's like, geez, bloody hell, that was rough. You know, we gave it a shot. Hey, do you want to run away together forever? Because we have to now.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke's like, how dare you? You're supposed to be a hero, you son of a bitch. And he pulls a lightsaber on Han, right? And Ben Kenobi's ghost steps in and he's like, whoa, whoa, come on.
No, do the voice.
Whoa, whoa.
Thank you.
Come on.
cool it, guys. Take a chill pill.
He goes, listen, you need to go get bloody trained by Yoda because you're out of control, mate.
Uh-huh.
You need to get yourself in check. And as he's telling him this, you see Han Solo like holster his blaster.
Uh-huh.
Like he was going to shoot Luke. I love it.
Or Kenobi.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't think he can see him. So he's just like, he's gone mad. He was going to swing at me and then he turned to nothing and had a conversation.
Right.
Yeah. So Han takes Luke to Dagobah and they run into Yoda and Yoda does his thing where he's like, oh. I've only got one voice.
Yeah, right.
Come into my hut and...
Once you're locked in, it's hard to get out of the one voice.
That's the way it goes. And he's like, you know, come and eat food with me and whatever, and I'll take you to Yoda eventually. And Luke's like, oh, this is frustrating. And Han's like, yeah, this is a con. So like he sees right through it immediately. He's like, this weird little Muppet man, that's Yoda. And you know, Yoda's kind of like, I had a whole thing going. I had 20 years to plan this, little bit, but it didn't work out. Vader then takes Leia to the Emperor. I'm presuming the rest of the Rebel Alliance are killed. They are not seen from again.
None of them. Akbar.
Gone.
I mean, we never see him.
We never see. He's not in that movie. But the only one we see again is 3PO.
Uh-huh.
And R2-D2 is with Luke. And that's kind of it. So they take him to the Emperor, and the Emperor's like, oh, I've never had a pet. Why don't you bloody stay with us or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Forever. She's like, oh, you're a prick. And he's like, yeah. But so Vader gives 3PO back to her, and she's kind of like, oh, that's nice. And gives her Kenobi's lightsaber, because remember from...
He
left it on the Death Star when he cut him into...
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Cut him into...
He didn't leave it on the Death Star, technically.
Well, it was his choice.
Was it?
You can't take it with you when you die, Mason.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Mm. So any murder weapons you have, use them while you can.
That's right.
Because when you're gone, who are you going to murder? Nobody.
So she uses that opportunity to kind of take a swing at Vader and kind of like showdown. He kind of like bats her away, but he's like, oh, she's bloody strong in the Force, you know. Maybe we could rule the galaxy together or whatever. Yeah. He just plants a seed and he's like, I'm just going to leave that there. I'll come back. But you just give that some thought, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Whole galaxy? Whole galaxy for you or I kills you.
I'll put that down. You can pick it up if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Luke's doing flips and shit in Dagobah, in the swamp or whatever. And Han's like, you know, this is boring. So,
well, he's got nothing to do.
He's
got nobody to run about in a backpack.
He certainly does.
Oh, what if
Chewie's there?
No, I was going to say, that's fine. But what if Luke is wearing the backpack and Yoda and Han are both in the backpack? He can become a more powerful Jedi than ever before.
I'd imagine so. That's some unconventional training. I think it would pay off. So Han's like, I'm leaving. I hate this. This place sucks. Luke's like, I'll come with you because there's things that I feel like, you know, I want
to
do or whatever.
Wait, did Luke have to pull the Millennium Falcon out of the swamp?
Nah, because Han's a good pilot.
Well, see, that's missing an essential element of the test.
I'm sure it was originally in there, but you see other elements of the test as we weird cave monsters
and
whatever.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ben, Kenobi and Yoda convince Luke not to go, which is the opposite of what happens in bloody the other one.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The Empire.
The real one.
The real one. The one that counts. Yeah, and so then Luke does the cave trial. So he goes in there. Same thing. Yoda's like, don't take your weapons. And Luke's like, I will. And he does. And Vader appears and they have that bloody showdown. And He decapitates him as he did last time, which I still think that's okay. He had a right to defend himself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What was the other option? What was going to happen?
Sabacc tournament.
Oh, test of wills.
Test of wills, yeah. Wow. No, I have no idea. We don't really know.
What do other people see in that cave?
I think it depends literally what you bring in there. So okay. If you bring in like a slice of birthday cake, nice little surprise party.
Or a clown.
Or a clown. That could go any number of ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but when the mask explodes,
yes,
it's not Luke Skywalker's face, it's Princess Leia's face. And he's like, Vision or whatever, you know. I don't know.
Makes no sense.
Makes no
She's
sense.
She's definitely never been in that suit. But all right.
Smash cut Mason.
Ooh, or five, Star Wipe.
Star Wipe, sure. 5 years later.
Ooh.
the Imperials are celebrating 5 years of peace.
With that birthday cake you
Exactly. And
oh, imagine an Imperial office party. Because you don't want to be at an office party anyway.
It would be the greyest cake, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. But and also, if you don't find the right level of enjoying yourself, you're probably going to get forced to
yeah, thrown probably.
Into, thrown into like a trash compactor or something.
Yeah.
That's a grey cake, you're right. Even if it's a rainbow cake, it's just various levels of
shades of grey, mm. Yeah. So Leia's now an Imperial figurehead. So she's given a speech how she's like, I used to bloody be in the rebellion. They're all probably dead, but now I'm with the Empire, and that's great. We're all great, aren't we? And everyone's like, yeah, yep.
Yeah, we're great.
Back on Dagobah, Luke looks great. He's wearing his Return of the Jedi robes, you know, the black ones.
Where'd he get them?
Exactly.
Right?
Because there's no shop.
Maybe it might just be 5 years of accumulated grease okay, on his right. white robes that sure. have turned them completely black. Do not touch those robes. They are very oily.
So he goes back into the cave again. Mm-hmm. He gets another shot, and he wins this time. Vader does appear and he has a freak out kind of vision, and he sees like the Emperor and Leia and whatever could be in the future or whatever. And then, but then Vader disappears for whatever reason. And then he turns around and Han Solo's there and he's like, I'm bloody back. It's been 5 years. How you doing? And he picks up a snake and he's like, I'm not afraid of snakes, because he's different than Indiana Jones. They're different characters. They're exactly the same character.
They're exactly the same character in a way. Does that really happen?
That actually happens.
That's very
yeah.
odd.
What, do you think that would have been like a joke I was trying to, like a really poorly handled joke that
yes.
I was putting in? Yeah,
I
fair
thought,
enough.
Look, it's much more likely that it's a really poorly handled joke that you've said off the cuff on a podcast as opposed to a really poorly handled joke, an official piece of Star Wars storyline.
Sure, absolutely. I can't argue with that.
Wait, what was he doing in the last 5 years?
Oh, he was just kind of flittering about, running from, he's still on the run from Jabba the Hutt and whatever.
Why is he back?
Because he sees Leia on the television and he's like, that's bad news.
Huh.
So,
first appearance of television also.
Yes, that's
in
right.
In the Star Wars universe. That's the other difference. The invention of television. Most of the rebellion didn't go across because most people were just watching Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang was the destruction of Alderaan.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
right,
that was the
right.
Big Bang.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Han's like, listen, Luke, you probably want to do something stupid. Why don't we bloody go and do something stupid together and...
Let's run away together and get married.
Yeah, exactly. And before he goes, Yoda's like, heads up, Darth Vader's your father and Princess Leia's your sister. And Luke's like, wow, that's a lot of knowledge that you've dropped on me, but I appreciate you telling me now as opposed to me finding this out hanging from a weird rickety bridge.
Missing an arm.
Missing an arm, exactly. So he handles it pretty well.
I feel you've handled this excellent. You've given me this information in an excellent way. You could potentially do that in every timeline and every dimension of reality.
Not that that's relevant here, obviously.
But it's great that you did it this way, because any other way would be counterproductive.
Yes, absolutely.
Could probably cause a moment of weakness for me in my greatest time of need. But this has been great. Two thumbs up, Yoda.
Two thumbs up, mate. So Han's like, look, Luke, whatever dumb thing you want to do, let's bloody go. Let's hit the road. And Yoda's like, hey man, I haven't seen
Thank you.
I haven't seen Coruscant in many parsecs, presumably.
Tons of parsecs.
So many. And he's like, I'm gonna come along too. And they're like, oh, alright. Stop sneezing, dog. Nah, she's alright. So back on Coruscant, the celebrations continue. They eclipse the sun with the Death Star.
That's fun.
As a show of like, all is well, citizens. This is an apt and positive metaphor.
We're going to darken your whole planet for as long as we like to show the
non-threatening nature of your governmental system. Mm. Yeah. So then Vader turns to the Emperor and he's like, listen, I think something bad's going to happen. And the Emperor's like, shut up. But he's right. Yep. Something really bad is going to happen. So they land the Falcon in the Death Star hangar bay, And Yoda gets out and he walks down to the gantry.
Wait, how did they get in the bloody...
They just fly in. Because you can. He is flying. They would have tractor beamed them in. They've done it before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It looks like the same place as well. Presumably they've got thousands of them, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Destiny. So, and Yoda mind tricks a stormtrooper and he's like, hey, why don't you take me to bloody Tarkin, all right? That'd be pretty good. And so Luke, Han, Chewie, and I think, yeah, just those three, go and they land down on the surface.
You don't see Yoda doing that many mind tricks when you think about it.
No, you don't see him doing much of anything. Well, not in the original trilogy.
First recorded case of a Yoda mind trick.
That might actually
be. I think it may be better if when Yoda's out in the field, it's just him punching people. there's no... He's like, when you become a true master of the Force... Actually, it just circles all the way around. You don't do any force anymore. You just hit people.
That seems, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? You reach that level and it's like you're free to punch anybody you want.
That's right.
Enlightenment, I guess. So they go down, yeah, they go down to the surface of Coruscant and they march into the throne room or the entrance, the hallway. And you know those red guards? Remember those red guards?
I remember the red guards from Return
of the Jedi?
Yeah, the red
they
guards.
Turn up, but they've all got double-sided lightsabers. So Han and Luke have a bit of a fight. And by a bit of a fight, I mean Luke hurls a double-sided lightsaber and cuts two of those guys in half at the same time, and then Han stabs a guy in the back. So it's pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. And then they go into the Emperor's throne room and Luke and Leia fight because she's like, I'm all about the dark side or whatever.
Is she wearing the Darth Vader suit?
No, she's wearing like a blackish outfit.
Then that prophecy's dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, but Luke never wore the Darth Vader suit. It's like what could be. It's a metaphor.
But Luke wore the Darth Vader suit during Jedi Halloween.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
as a laugh.
You got me. You got me. I can't argue with that. Mm. They fight for a bit and then Luke drops the knowledge on her at the right time.
Sure.
That listen, we're related. That guy's your father. And they stop fighting.
Sorry, we kissed that time.
And that didn't happen.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, okay, right.
But then he's like, should we kiss now? So they turn to the Emperor and they're like, you can't stop us, we're Jedi's, just like our father. And he's like, I bloody can. And he electrocutes them, you know, how he does that. Yeah. And that, as he's doing that, of course, Vader steps in and grabs the Emperor and there's a bit of a scuffle.
There's a tussle, sure.
But it's mostly just Vader getting electrocuted.
Yeah.
And then Vader's down on his knees, he's like, oh, that did not go well. And Luke and Leia and Han have left. And then you see Yoda pop up on the screen. And he's like, hello, Emperor, it's me, Yoda, you remember me. We had that weird fight in the Senate, we were throwing things at each other and... you tipped over in that chair and I saw your butt. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
That was pretty good. And the Emperor's like, why don't you bloody come down here and bloody face me, eh? Talk a big game. And Yoda's like, oh, yeah, I will. I will come down. I'll be seeing you real soon. Right?
Uh-huh.
So what Yoda does, he takes the entirety of the Death Star that he's driving and smashes it into the Emperor and presumably Vader... And literally millions of Imperial citizens who are just minding their own business and ends the war, sacrificing himself in the greatest way imaginable, as opposed to just fading away.
And a lot of innocent people. He sacrificed a lot of innocent
yeah,
people.
Yeah, he certainly did. Mm-hmm. People were just going about their day. And then Luke's like, what a bloody legend. He was good, wasn't he? And then it's the end. They have a ceremony, as you're wanting to do on such an occasion.
So what I feel we've learned from this is...
Yes.
If Yoda got his ass into gear earlier on, he probably could have saved everyone with no intervention from any of the other characters.
Yeah, it seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. Probably could have skipped the 5 years of training.
Well, it wasn't really necessary, was it?
No.
Maybe. Yeah, he could have just landed... Yeah, got to the controls, smashed it into the Emperor.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But it wasn't his destiny. Or it was, but there was another thing that sort of had to happen. They had to save some people.
Yeah.
Who turned out to be not...
But then he killed all those other people.
He killed so many people.
So, I mean, you know...
Swings and roundabouts, mate.
Isn't it, though, right?
Well, look, the first Star Wars episode, they blew up the Death Star, and presumably there were, like, three or four good people on that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know? I mean, there was probably more on Coruscant, but... Who are we to judge, mate? It's a time of war. You do things that you don't necessarily want to do. Though if you look at the comic, he's smiling. He's well into it.
That's right, yeah. He probably had that vision as a very young man. One day you'll cause a very large genocide in the space station and he's like, oh, fingers crossed.
Hey, if you enjoyed this audio version, don't worry. There is also a video version with animations going on in it. I haven't seen it yet, but it's probably amazing.
Because almost, I have seen it, and it is amazing.
Great.
Even though I'm on it now? Yeah.
That's your vision of the future. That's your smashing a space station into a planet.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny. But no, thank you very much. We'll be back next week for another episode of Caravan of Garbage.
Star Wars special.
You know it is.
I said Star Wars.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll edit all around it. It's all good. Anyway, we appreciate it.
You'll edit some sort of dubstep where I'm just going, Star Wars, Star Wars.
All right. Say the thing that you said.
Oh, I say grab it and tell me, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.